The Homer Community Food Pantry has devised a way to help teens in Homer have access to healthy, easy-to-prepare food. They coordinate with Homer Flex School students and Homer's chapter of the Girl Scouts to have bags of non-perishable food sitting by the door at Homer High School and Flex School, even at West Homer Elementary. Kids who have a need can just pick up a bag on their way out the door. No registration, no asking, no waiting. But what happens when school is out? Cindy Martin is on the board of directors at the food pantry.
We were making deliveries at the high school. It was going great, but we couldn't get to the younger kids. So then all of a sudden, Laura Peak reaches out to the nurse at West Homer, and she says, Claudia says that she can help us through the summer, because that's what we were just needing. It was just those contacts. And because getting the food is easy. It's just getting to the kids is the hard part.
Claudia is Claudia Haynes, Youth Services Librarian at Homer Public Library. She's taking ramen, peanut butter, tortillas, energy bars, and a bag of oatmeal and more out of a tote bag to show the contents of a typical bag. She says food for teens is a perfect fit for the library.
It is a unique place in Homer because you don't need to buy anything to come in the door. You don't need to be a particular age or from a particular segment of the community. And so anybody can walk in the door. So it's a great distribution point beyond what the food pantry offers on Monday.
Food for Teens just got an injection of cash in June at the quarterly meeting of the local chapter of 100 Women Who Care. That's 100 women in the Homer area who commit to donating $100 four times a year. At each quarterly meeting, three of those 100 women are picked at random to make a five-minute presentation advocating for funding for a local organization. The group then chooses one of the organizations and presents them with $100 from every woman in the chapter. Cindy Martin is one of those women, and she made the presentation for Food for Teens.
And I just knew it was my time. Went to my quarterly meeting, and sure enough, my name got drawn. I did my pitch. Everybody gets a vote, and we've collected, I believe, somewhere in the $8,000 range, but it will probably be about $10,000.
Haynes says the program has been successful and that anyone with a need, regardless of age, is welcome to the food bags at the library.
I think we've probably given out, since the end of May, close to 30 bags. Very kid-friendly food. It's not just candy bars and granola bars. You know, it's food that will help sustain them, but is easy to make.
That's Claudia Haynes from the Homer Public Library talking about the library's part in the Food for Teens program. The library is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. They close at 6 p.m. on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. At the Homer Public Library, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.